I'm Liz Palka. After pulling back from a strike on Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump signed a new round of sanctions targeting the country's leadership. Tehran has hinted willingness to negotiate if the U.S. would lift sanctions. White House correspondent Patsy Witteskuswara has the latest.
Trump ordered the fresh rounds of sanctions on Monday following weekend reports that the U.S. launched cyber attacks on computers used by Iranian intelligence. Tehran called the attacks a violation of international law and dismissed the latest round of sanctions.
Is there any sanction left for America to impose that has not been imposed on us recently or in the last 40 years? And is there anything they've gained from this?
The administration targeted sanctions on Iran's highest authority, Ayatollah Khamenei, blaming him for the regime's hostile conduct. But some observers questioned the effectiveness of the sanctions, considering it's unlikely that Khamenei would use financial instruments under American jurisdiction. Patsy Witteskuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, to build a coalition against Tehran. He said the U.S. will negotiate with Iran with no preconditions. Senior U.S. officials say they are already busy buttressing the nation's defenses against foreign interference for the 2020 presidential election. Intelligence and election security officials have warned repeatedly that Russia remains intent on disrupting the upcoming elections. The United Nations Special Human Rights Investigator for Myanmar says the military may be carrying out gross human rights violations in western Myanmar. Yang Yi Lee says this could be happening under the cover of an internet blackout. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China is hoping talks later this week between President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will help build trust. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Experts hope the planned encounter at the G20 summit in Japan will help lower the temperature in the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The meeting in Osaka is the first opportunity for the two leaders to discuss their disputes face-to-face since Donald Trump said he was ready to target the $300 billion in Chinese imports that he hasn't already hit with tariffs, extending them to everything China ships to the US. A foreign ministry spokesman says China remains committed to working with the US to develop China-US relations based on coordination and cooperation. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Thousands of protesters demonstrated in Georgia's capital for the fifth consecutive day Monday. Protesters calling for government reform, a snap election, and the resignation of the nation's interior minister. On Monday, the leader of Georgia's ruling Georgian Dream Party announced large-scale political reform. Georgian Dream Party chief Bidzina Ivashnishvili announced next year's parliamentary elections would be organized in a proportional representation system. U.S. health officials have recruited Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo to help fight an Ebola outbreak in his native Congo. One of the deadliest outbreaks in history has already killed about 1,500 people and infected another 2,200 since August.
When there's something happening around the world, it should be a concern of everyone living on this planet. And I think the pandemic of Ebola is touching all of us.
Mutombo recorded radio and video spots in Kiswahili, Lingala, and French to designed to urge residents in the outbreak areas to take precautions and get care. Officials are trying to get radio and TV stations in the Congo to air them. President Donald Trump signed an executive order which he calls a groundbreaking action related to hospital costs. He says the executive order will increase the quality, affordability, and fairness in the U.S. healthcare system. Trump said the order requiring hospitals to disclose prices up front will eventually lead to lower costs.
Prices will come down by numbers that you won't even believe. You won't even believe it. More price transparency will mean more competition, and the cost of health care will go way, way down.
Trump's executive order also means patients must be told at the beginning how much they can expect to pay out of pocket for deductibles and co-pays. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now-